and like that, and saw the wood, they were called, that was a...
A horse.
Yeah. And did you ever see the A-shaped ones that would have a piece of wood between them, you know?
Mm-hmm. I've seen them all kinds of ways.
Yeah. When you were young, can you tell me what sort of games the kids would play in the neighborhood?
Well, most of the boys played marbles. There was a lot of marble playing.
Yeah.
There was a lot of top playing. The boys played baseball. Football and basketball was not known. And they often made their own bats. Some made their tops.
Yeah.
And there was always a boy in the neighborhood who was a champion marble player. He won all the marbles. He was the best.
Well, now, some of those less civilized games, marble was a pretty civilized game, but some of the other stuff they'd have, did they ever maybe get a can and sticks and start playing that? They call that what?
Well, they used, in this section, with cans, with a stick, you played it, they call that suki. Which is a
shinny or?
Well, no, they didn't use the term shinny in this. You see, this is a French section.
Yeah, suki. Okay.
Suki. That was something like hockey, you understand?
Yeah.
It was the same thing, but they were using a different name for it. Now, to go on, the kids too played, that was a mixed game, hide and seek.
Yeah.
That was good. Now, girls played hopscotch, jacks. You know, some of them were mixed.
Jacks?
Yeah.
What was that?
Well,
those little jack.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mumble peg. You know what that is? It's played with a knife. You open the blade. Now, I've played this thing so long, I don't know. You took the knife, you see, with the blade in your finger, and you hit it like that, and you had to make it stick up in the ground. You see, that was an arc.
Yeah.
Then you put it on, one of the ways I remember, you put it on your knee and you sprung it like that, and it's supposed to turn over and stick in the ground. Then one of the, you caught it back of your ear like that, did it like that, and took it with your, swung it, you understand, with the idea was to get the blade to stick in the ground.
That was mumble peg?
Mumble peg, yes.
Girls played that?
Yes, they did, in some cases. Of course, girls played marbles dolls in those days.
I guess that was back when girls had to defend themselves when they played mumble peg. They had to carry their knives.
No, I've sat around a group of young people, people in their late teens and early 20s playing mumble peg, sitting out on the grass.
Yeah.
Now, especially this time of the year.
Hide and seek, you had some place to get back to?
You were one. Of course, it was played by a group, boys and girls, night or day, depended. Especially if it was a bright moonlight night, with the old people sitting on the front porch. You understand? The kids played out in the yard, and one of them was it. That was the expression.
Yeah,
you know, they had
it,
They had to hide their face until everybody was well hidden.
Uh-huh.
And then they would seek around.
And you had to go...
If they caught the party before they got back to the base, they were it.
Right. They were it.
Did you ever play that?
Oh, sure, yeah. Okay, now, did you ever have that game where you'd stick a stob up in the ground and...
Throw
horseshoes
at it?
Yeah.
They didn't play that around.
Call that game horse? Say you were...
Now, they played a game of marbles. Too, they call it nuts. You know what that is?
Mm-hmm.
The boys would draw two lines, and they would lag. They called it lag. Each boy would throw his marble.